Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
The 62nd Annual Grammy Awards were held Sunday night at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, and it was all Billie Eilish all the way. In fact, only one other artist has had the kind of Grammy success Eilish did on Sunday in the over 60 years the awards ceremony has taken place. Eilish won all four of the big four categories: Best New Artist, Album of the Year for her full-length debut When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, and Song and Record of the Year, both for Bad Guy. She also became the youngest Album of the Year winner in Grammy history, dethroning Taylor Swift, who took home the award at the age of 20 for her Fearless album back in 2011. Other pop artists who took home Grammys included Lizzo, who won Best Pop Solo Performance for Truth Hurts. Lizzo also took home Best Contemporary Urban Album for 'Cause I Love You. And Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus walked away with a Grammy for Best Pop Duo Group Performance for Old Town Road, a song that I still can't quite wrap my head around. Harvey Weinstein's New York City trial got underway last week. The trial, which, if in the end favors the prosecution, could put him behind bars for the rest of his life. Last week saw the, quote, predatory monster, as prosecutors have, I think, rightfully called him, face-to-face with an accuser who testified in vivid detail about an alleged assault that occurred more than two decades ago. Actress Annabelle Ciora, the key prosecution witness so far, fought back tears Thursday as she told jurors that Weinstein bulldozed his way into her Manhattan apartment, shoved her onto her bed, and did all of those horrific things that we've heard of him doing to women back in 1993 or 1994. During the attack, she said she tried to get Weinstein off of her by kicking and punching him, but it didn't work. She also said that on one occasion, Weinstein gifted her X-rated candies, and on another, showed up at her hotel door at the Cannes Film Festival in his underwear with a bottle of oil in one hand and a videotape in the other. Actress Rosie Perez made a brief appearance in court on Friday to corroborate her friend's testimony that they had talked about the alleged assault shortly after it happened. Weinstein's defense team suggested that Ciora made up the story, and that's why she waited so long to go public with it. Now, in any case, things do not look good for Weinstein, and if justice is served, in my opinion, this sleaze will be locked up forever. Ciora was the first of six accusers who are expected to testify against him in the trial. And the names of the rest of the nine victims who were killed in the helicopter crash that also took the life of Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter have been released. They included John Kerry and Alyssa Altobelli. John was head baseball coach for Costa Mesa's Orange Coast College. Sarah Chester, a former principal at Harborview Elementary School, and her daughter Peyton were also killed in the crash. Girls basketball coach Christina Mauser and pilot Ara Zobayan were also victims in the tragedy. The cause of Sunday's crash is still under investigation. It was discovered yesterday that Bryant's helicopter received clearance to fly under worse than normal conditions, as fog in the area Sunday morning was considered dangerous enough that local police agencies had grounded their helicopters. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.